Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. Scoggins is here on this Monday afternoon. I want to read you my opening line on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show, at Chip Scoggins also. 12:05, say it with me. They can win the Super Bowl. Say it with me. They can win the Super Bowl. It's the truth. They have a quarterback. How many times have we talked about it? He's now at about six or seven either game-sealing or game-winning drives. He reached bottom, we believe, in Jacksonville, where it was like, oh, my God, what's happening? Since then, they keep winning. And he has 15 touchdowns, and he has one interception. He had a number of brilliant throws. The most brilliant might have been the first Jefferson touchdown. That throw was unbelievable. Then the play on the winning touchdown was just phenomenal. They got a head coach who knows what he's doing, who's 33-16. They win close games. Every game's a close game, Chip. Every game's a close game. They have a defense coordinator who has total buy-in. They lost a phenomenal left tackle, but they came up with a guy who's not close to Darrisaw, but he's good, and they gave up nothing. He's good enough. They're loaded with talent. There are a lot of very good teams in the league. There's no super team. There's no team you're like, whoa, you're going to win that game 2 out of 10 times. They can win the damn thing.
There is something, you watch enough of these close finishes and you watch enough of the way they're winning, you realize there's something special going on with this team. And I said it, and we've seen it, if you open the door and you for them and you don't make the plays, and on that last drive, they had a guy drop an interception, and then they had the face mask. It's like you can't give a Vikings team that wins close games this many chances because they're going to convert. And you know, the Darnold play, because think about it, Chad, he got absolutely drilled on two of those dropbacks before that pass, including the one where it looked like he came up hobbling and had his ankle twisted.
Right.
And for him to, you know, off one foot on the run.
The wrong foot, by the way. The wrong foot.
The wrong foot.
Yes.
And O'Connell's headset doesn't work, so he doesn't know what play he's running. And to call a play, which is, If the head coach's headset goes out, I think it's probably pretty good to say, "Hey Jefferson, go deep. I'll throw it to you." But yeah, there is some, and the defense keeps making you look at him. You're like, man, they're getting giving up some big plays and gonna stop and run here and doing this, and they dropped an interception, and then they make plays. Van Ginkel gets a couple sacks. Grenard gets a tackle for a loss. And then they come up with the interception. This team is just, there's a mental toughness about them, a positivity about them, that when things are not going 100%, you know, the way they want it to, they find a way to make the play that changes the game. And so could they win it all? I'm giving up doubting this team. We've done it all year.
This team can do it. They win tough games. That was a tough game. It's raining. Seattle plays a physical brand. When the 49ers were still healthy, they won that game. That was a physical game. The Lions, when they were healthier, physical team. They lost that game, but it was right there. You're exactly right. And, you know, the thing about Darnold, you know, I think I may have even tweeted it. He's faster than people give him credit for, by the way, because I think it was like the play before he turned his ankle where he was running to his left, and then he stood right there and called the play with KOC. He runs either with guys or by guys. I'm not saying he's JJ, but it's speed, it's smarts, and I just want to emphasize the close games again, because sure, they had, what do they have? Three and out, was it 5 out of 6? And the dumbest one seemingly was end of the first half when it's 17-7, and they ran, I think, -7 seconds off the play clock. You know, I was like,
incompletions. I know.
You're like,
I know.
Okay. But I get it, because it was like, let's just put this game away. I you know what? I love that O'Connell's aggressive too. You know, even on the one play late where they've got the lead, and it's 3rd and 7, and he trusts Darnold. He said, we're not just going to hand it off to Jones because it's going nowhere. Let him drop back. If he's got an open receiver, he's going to throw it. If not, what did Darnold do? Just took the knee. Just took a sack. You know, they do smart things more often, and Darasaw, that is a monster loss. But guess who they get back here? They get three guys who are really helpful against a team that runs the ball great, Green Bay. They get Smith back. They get Redmond back. They get Pace back. They just have done such a good job that I'm learning that instead of me, why is every game a close game? They should be praised for winning these close games.
Well, and that's, I was going to bring that up. Let's start with that, the close games. That's what the NFL is. Like 80% of them are one score games. So this is not some anomaly with one team. Everybody plays close games. And you mentioned smart. Well, you don't win close games by being undisciplined, by not being a smart team. And I think that's what we're seeing with O'Connell's team, is like the fact that, what's his record, 25 or whatever it is in one score games, that he's already, like, you know, one of the best in league history at one score games. It's because, by and large, they're a pretty smart team, and they don't hurt themselves, and they have good coaching, and they have playmakers that are able to make plays when the opportunity is there. I want to go back to Darnold.
Yes.
You talked about his speed. He's a good athlete.
He is a good athlete.
He's a very good athlete with a great arm. I mean, the thing that's really,
really an accurate arm. I don't even think we talk about how he makes 7-8 throws a game, where I think we're now taking for granted, where it's like, that's just a flat-out great throw.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the Jefferson one, which his eyes probably got big as, you know, the moon when he saw he's getting single covered there. I don't know why they single covered him, but you just don't see that happen too often. They're going to throw it to him every time he gets single coverage. But you know, after the Jaguars game, one interception.
Yep.
I mean, that was the thing with him. It's like, it never was a thing about talent. It was the turnovers that just really you know, cost him, you know, in both New York and Carolina. It's just, that was his reputation, guy who turned the ball over. And he just, you know, whatever they did coming back from Jacksonville, whatever physically they did in terms of feet, you know, all that stuff, or mentally, it has not even become a conversation yet. 15 touchdowns and one interception in that stretch. I mean, that's MVP. I mean, he's not going to win it, but that's MVP kind of football right there.
I've been working with him. I didn't really want to say.
That's right. Yeah, you did it. Yeah.
I've been working. Okay, so let's talk more about Darnold And then we'll get to a little bit of the Timberwolves and that fiasco right now. Because the two of us have joined a lot of people in town and said, you don't need to rush anything. Just wait. It'll all play out. I'm done with this part of the debate, Chip. There's no chance. At minimum, you don't franchise the guy. No chance. I want to expand on that and see if you agree with me. Chip Scoggins is here. Read his excellent work on all sorts of sports. We're going to get to his Vols, too, and his lack of commitment. Dave, his lack of commitment. Yeah. I expect there were like 80,000 fans from Tennessee. Where was Chip?
Not there.
In his mansion.
Clearly they could have used him.
Country club in Edina. That's where he was. I was very disappointed.
Let the team down.
Yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's over. At minimum, this team has to franchise Sam Darnold. I'm serious, Chip. They cannot...
Yeah.
The option of just getting a third-round draft choice, that's over. That is over. And, yes, where we offer our – and I know they listen a lot. They love this segment, Kwesi podcasts is often, where the two of us come down with our final decisions will be dictated by, you know, what happens here over the next few games. But it can't be third-round draft choice. He's by far the best quarterback available as a free agent, if he is a free agent. And I'm not eliminating this possibility. Let's say they go 1-1. They win a game, and then they lose. So, you know, they don't get the NFC Championship game, but they went 14-3. And he doesn't play good enough to win it, but he's had a great year where – I initially franchise him, and then I look at the top 10, 15 teams in the draft, and I say, who are you going to give us more for? You going to give us more for Darnold, who this year was maybe the sixth best quarterback in the game? Or do you want a guy who's 22 and is on a great contract? Because
yeah,
I think you could – I still think especially McCarthy. You know, Shador and Ward for sure are going to go top two or three. The kid from Alabama, maybe. It's not a great rookie quarterback draft.
Yeah.
I think they can get a pretty high number one still for McCarthy, and maybe they can for Darnold. He's 27 years old, and there's no guarantee at all yet that J.J. McCarthy is going to play this way for the next 2 years, let alone at any point in his career. He might be better, but there are no guarantees.
Well, and we don't, you know, we haven't seen anything about his injury that's suggests that it's not on the timeline that they hope it is, but he's going to be coming off a significant injury, so you don't have to rush him back. I think they franchise him. That's what I would do. I just think you've seen enough of how he fits with it. And what did O'Connell say yesterday? This is Sam's offense.
Yeah. I think that was notable, too.
Yeah, what if Darnold's the bridge to himself?
Yeah, exactly. Well stated.
The bridge to himself. And, you know, it never, again, like I said before the break, it never was about talent. It was about finding the right situation for him. And it's going to be fascinating to see because, you know, I know players don't like to be franchised, but if I'm Sam Darnold, is that the worst thing in the world?
No.
You're going to make a ton of money.
$35 million or so.
Yeah, you're in the best situation you can possibly have. Now, I understand you know, he probably would want a 3-year, you know, mega deal. But there's no one that knows better than him that circumstance matters. And so I would franchise him, you know, get another year. You could always trade him. And then that you don't have to rush JJ in. You're not losing, you know. Okay, it's one more year. Let him learn. Let him get healthy. Because what O'Connell has done with Darnold and what Darnold's done in this system. I mean, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Yes, I mean if we're sitting here right now, and you're saying, okay, who are you picking? Well, even though he hasn't played the best, you're still picking Mahomes one, right? You just are.
He's not in that category. He's not Mahomes, Josh Allen. But he's not there.
That's what I'm saying. When does it end? Because he's not with Allen. He's probably not Lamar either.
No.
Just cause,
no.
Okay. Are we done? I mean, are we done on
Joe Burrow?
No, you're right. I love Joe Burrow. I can't believe I forgot him.
But he's top 10. That's what I'm saying. He's top 10.
I think he's top 6 or 7, right? In this system, yes. Him or Goff right now? Is it an automatic that it's Goff? I probably take Goff, but I
think I'd take Goff. But I'm saying for this situation,
yeah,
with this head coach, this play caller, this surrounding talent, he's a great fit for them. You know, we're not going to put him in that higher, you know, top tier guys when you say he's best. But when you look at what he's doing production wise in this situation, you're maximizing it, and so. I wouldn't be quick to say, okay, let's turn the page. He was a bridge. Let's get the J.J. McCarthy, the young guy. I would franchise him and just see how that goes.
Okay, so let's hypothetically just say he's the 7th best quarterback this year. Let's go over the list of rookies who have been the 7th best quarterback in their first year. Now, I get he's not a rookie, but that is J.J. Marino, and then maybe C.J. Stroud. That might be it. So
yeah.
You're not getting that next year from McCarthy. And I don't know, are you getting that the next year? Maybe. So I'm just looking at the draft order right now. Let's just speculate. What the heck? Let's just go ahead. So all of a sudden you get to 7, you get the Cleveland Browns. They don't have a quarterback.
They don't
believe Deshaun Watson. The Jets, they're not going back to that goofball again. There's no way.
No.
The Saints at 10. They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, then it drops off for a while. Is there a scenario? Let's say they go to the NFC Championship game and they lose the championship game, but Darnold keeps playing at a high level. Would you go beyond franchising Darnold and sign him to a long-term deal and try to get the 10th pick in the draft from the New Orleans Saints for J.J. McCarthy?
That's the boldest. It would have to be what's the number, because the whole idea pivoting from, and Kirk Cousins never played at, you know, the level that Darnold's done and doing what he's doing right now. So it's you're talking about that versus production. But part of that money that they use allowed them to go get Van Ginkle and Grenard and Cashman. And so does that – you would be deviating from the plan in a dramatic way that what they've done.
Sometimes you have to, though.
But if you get the quarterback situation right
– Yes, you do.
You know, that's it. It's not like you're getting the defensive line right. I mean, it's there's nothing more important than that position. Now, the comeback to that is O'Connell's great with quarterbacks. He develops them.
Mm-hmm.
Can he do this with J.J. McCarthy on a rookie deal?
Yeah.
That's the great unknown. What can he do with J.J. McCarthy with this supporting cast, with his system and learning, and assume, you know, now McCown's still the quarterback coach, although he may be getting head coaching opportunities somewhere. But in this environment, what can they get? What level can they get J.J. McCarthy at? That's the great unknown and the great question.
All of a sudden, if there's some great cornerback, because they always need cornerbacks, and you get Darnold for like $30 million per, and you got the best cornerback, it's tempting. Now, it's also tempting to do the Green Bay model. And you just sit there and you just say, hey, J.J., guess what? Not only do you get to learn more, but now you're on the field. You're moving, and we just franchise Darnold. Okay, let's try to get to a couple more things. I think there is a massive overreaction to the first round of the college football playoff as if it's a failure, let's go back to the old system. I get it. No game was close, although Clemson did make it semi-close late. Come on. Can we wait at least a second year before we reach a grand conclusion that the system needs to be tossed out? Just quintessential talk radio overreaction, in my opinion.
Well, it is, because there's blowouts every year.
Yes.
when there was only a couple teams that were blowouts. So this is nothing new, but it's, you know, it's a lot of SEC driven. When you leave Alabama out and then all of a sudden there's blowouts, it's like, well, see, they got it wrong.
Yep.
Well, it's a complicated thing because, one, Indiana did not get to pick their conference schedule. They just got fortunate that they didn't have to play a lot of the top teams.
Yes.
But that's not their fault.
Not at all.
But to say that because there were blowouts, it's a failure. Well, there's blowouts every year in when it was two teams, four teams, whatever. So that's not the barometer.
We sometimes have blowouts with the number one and number two team.
Hey, my school got ran off the field.
Yeah,
and it wasn't
it
close. It happens. And so does that mean we need to scrap the system? No, but what I don't want it to be, I like having a bunch of different teams in there. You don't want it to be seven SEC teams and, you know, five Big Ten teams. That's not what college football needs.
No. And the looming national champions are from the Big 12. Just you can come over and you can watch ASU, Notre Dame.
I'm excited for that.
I'm curious. If I had to put money down, I'd put money on Texas. But I'm looking forward to it. Okay, let's get to my ball club.
Yeah.
Let's try to go as fast as we can. About 3 minutes here. Money was a part of the Towns trade that can never be forgotten. Okay,
yeah.
It cannot be forgotten because Carl had 4 years, $220 million left. I also think we also probably have to say a lot of us who offered a lot of praise and criticism, maybe we didn't offer enough praise for Carl. Maybe we held Carl to too high of a standard. I don't know, because right now, the way he's playing, the way he's accepting, and, I mean, when person after person is texting me with, is it D'Lo or Julius Randle? I've received that text from about 87,000 people lately. And there are times it sticks. And I know his numbers are good. And by all accounts, a very good human being. Everybody behind the scenes tells me he's just a quality person. But he is a ball stopper. His awareness on the offensive end wanes. His awareness on defense is not there. Now, DiVincenzo finally made some shots one game, and then he doesn't. Their offense right now is a major, major problem because you got Dante who comes in and doesn't hit shots. You start the game with Rudy. Jaden makes as many shots as you.
Uh-huh.
I think Ann has escaped criticism, but they got no space now. I mean, nobody guards Rudy. Nobody guards Jaden. And Randle, they're all excited when he's got the ball because it's going to take 9 seconds for him to complete whatever he's doing, but he's going to have it all 9 seconds. I can assure you that.
Well, the thing about Towns was he was willing to concede to make the offense work,
yes,
and function. And it wasn't like, you know, the greatest offense in the world, but
nope.
Right now they look like five guys that don't know how to play together.
Correct.
And okay, some of that's to be expected, I guess, right? When you have that kind of dramatic of a shakeup with your main personnel, your core guys, but Ant seems increasingly frustrated. And now he was, you know, he spent the time talking about the officiating.
Whining.
He's not getting that. And
it's
they just don't know how to play together. And this is on Finch. It's on the players, too, but it's on Finch to figure out how these pieces work together because some nights it's absolutely painful to watch them run offense.
Most nights. And I'll say this, too. Garen normally is around during the regular season. Falvey normally around during the regular season. Tim Conley, I don't know where Tim is lately, but
yeah.
Chris Hein, Jace Frederick, John Krasinski, it's time for a Tim Conley address. And I get it. He faced significant financial issues, which played a part in this trade, but you know who else played a big part in this trade? From two or three really good sources is Finch. That
yeah.
Finch who liked Cat a lot. There was no animosity. But he, because they had that time together in New Orleans, was telling Tim, I can make him fit. And right
yeah.
now, he's just playing like the Randall. And eventually with the money, did I think they had to do it? I did. I just thought both would play a lot better. And so far, I'm wrong.
Yeah, and DiVincenzo just hasn't shot the ball well. Like you said, he hit some the other night, and you hope that gets him going. But
yep.
Particularly with Ant trying to figure out spacing and Randall just controlling the ball so much, it's just – it doesn't fit right now. It's not working. And so I don't know what the answer is. Typically, they lean on Mike Conley to solve problems on the court, you know.
Well, I'll just say this. Another smart basketball person just texted me and said, hey, don't forget, they're not guarding Conley anymore either.
Yeah.
They're
I know.
Not.
That's it. He's not had a good start.
So Ant is out there, and nobody's guarding Rudy. They're saying, please pass to Julius. Please shoot Jaden. And Mike,
yeah.
we love you.
Not guarding, yeah.
But you try to make a shot. I think I put Nas in the lineup because he's not playing Nas enough.
Yeah.
I try to shake some up a little bit starting tonight. I really would.
I think he played. Yeah, I know Nas hasn't had a great year, hasn't had our typical Nas year, but I think he needs more minutes
yep.
just to see if he can give him that spark for sure.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Have a
have
a fabulous day with your family. It sounds like we're not going to talk to you next week. So next week you're dead to us. But we'll,
I got the kiddos.
Yeah, that's a perfectly smart decision you're making.
That's right.
All right, love you.
You guys have a good holidays.
All right,
okay,
be good.
Bye.
Chip Scoggins, 35 past 2 on CCO. Does Mr. Grinch, the song, hold up, Dave Harrigan?
Yes.
I agree 100%.
Yes. Song holds up. The story holds up.
Yep.
The old movie holds up. The Jim Carrey version is garbage.
Yep. But now he supposedly is Jim Carrey broke. What do you think Jim Carrey broke is? I mean, he's got five houses.
I bet he's doing okay.
He's got to sell them for $25 million as opposed to $30 million. I don't think we'll be mentioning Jim Carrey with Let's Kick Hunger February 4th. You think he's going to come up?
Jim, where did it all turn for you?
Okay. What do you? And also, here's another one for us. Fourth category. Are you working today, and what do you do?
I am working.
Yeah, I am too.
I do this job.
Yeah. Someone says, let's see the big bully take Ukraine or Taiwan. He's not going to do that.
Don't see that one happening.
Don't see that happening. Northwest Ontario resident fishing rates. Mm-mm. Nah. Don't want Northwest Ontario. Vancouver, if we're taking anything.
Yeah. Pass that. Go ahead. Keep your Ontario.
Yeah, I don't want. By the way, I don't want all British Columbia either.
No.
No. Vancouver.
Yeah, that's enough.
What should we? You know, we'll trade him. We'll trade him one of those Northeast states that we can't recognize.
Why do we need to trade?
We could.
I say we just buy it and make them pay for it.
Vermont. Do we really need Vermont?
They got good syrup out there.
That's,
right?
That's all I thought of too. Syrup.
They got the syrup.
Syrup. Maine?
Oh, they got the good lobster.
Lobster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Portland. Beautiful town.
Yeah. Dexter, lose my number. I'm working today and tomorrow. I'm in home care. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ben, right knee Dinah. That's where it would have to be.
Yeah, it would be all right.
Come on. If we're going to claim some, Donald likes to claim stuff now. Canada, Panama Canal, Greenland. I just said the entire country of New Zealand. What are you taking, Dave Harrigan?
Well, I'm not taking a country. I'm going to make the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean states 51 and 52. I don't care if there's no land. I mean, there's a few islands. I say we claim the oceans.
Where do we live on the oceans?
Doesn't matter.
We just start calling.
It's a lot of power. They're now the American oceans. Maybe we make them Great Lakes. Sure, they're salt water. I don't care. That's fine.
Yeah.
We are claiming the oceans. I don't know if you have to put a flag in
the
ocean.
That's a terrible suggestion. Who are
we? Hey, we already have the best island in the Pacific, the best set of islands, I should say,
yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Pacific's basically ours already. So let's go and get the Atlantic.
I know, that's my point.
Too.
We have it already. Why do we need to take that much water?
There's other countries that disagree.
Yeah.
And let's put them in their place because we've got Don.
Yeah. What is the Christmas fair at Chateau Harrigan? What is you doing something different this year? Do you mix it up? Because we mix it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
We mix it up Christmas Eve. We always have my parents, Lindsay's parents, her sister as well, over on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We've done Italian. We've done, you know, soup or chili.
Yeah.
This year we're going with the porchetta.
Rotisserie chicken, I assume?
No.
Okay.
The porchetta pork roast.
Oh, that's very good.
I love it. We're going to have the roasted potatoes, roasted broccoli and cauliflower. You know, we're going to do that Christmas Eve. Christmas Day. We're doing a little brunch at my house with her side of the family. So I think a little French toast, you know, bacon, eggs, a lot of fruit, that kind of thing. And then the evening we go over to my parents' house where it's going to be.
What is it? The Trumps here? How many parties do you have?
A lot going on.
Caviar?
Where's
caviar?
You got the kids and the grandparents all in town.
Baked Alaska?
We're going to bake a lot of Alaska. over my place, my grandma always loves the turkey dinner, and because she's 96, she gets what she wants.
Oh,
but my mother...
Oh, grandma, there's some standards.
The stuffing. You get the stuffing. That's all that matters. My mother is saying, you know what?
Okay.
We got to do a ham, too. So there's going to be a little turkey, little ham as well.
Is there any food left for the rest of us after all this?
No, we're going to eat it alone.
We're doing a little rib roast.
I can get over that.
Yeah.
I can get over... What time?
I think it's maybe 5-ish.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah. We'll do appetizers around 1 or so. Rumaki will be a part of it, of course.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, some eggs will be a part of it.
What? Rumaki?
Twice a year. Thanksgiving
Just
and Christmas.
Just give people the bacon. They don't want the chestnut.
You know what? I might do scallops, but then last time I looked at scallops, each scallop cost $500,000.
Roughly.
What's happened to scallops?
How about... I was at the butcher yesterday ordering the roast, and one of their items they had in the case was these like seasoned carrots, roasted carrots.
Oh, I like those. Yeah,
$11.99 a pound.
I don't like them that much.
$11.99 a pound for carrots. Calm down, butcher.
Kramarchik sauces this year, different kind. Pierogies, mac and cheese sounds very good.
Mm.
Paralegal, big closing day. Got to work. TSA definitely working. Cuba, you want Cuba?
Nah, I think we get better options out there.
Tasmania, somebody suggests. Jason, next, from his house. Jealous.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.